Yes, check one, two. Yes, 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 yes. This is it. This is it. We're live. We are live from the gloom tomb of New York City. This is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming from Moneymaker Manhattan.
Yes.
My name is Michael Rapoport. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. I'm here with the 2015-2016 Podcast Co-Host of the Year. Name is G. Moody. Last name rhymes with Duty. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Everything's good, bro.
Okay, stay off the hard stuff.
Okay.
This is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. We just got back from New Orleans. We just got back from Park City, Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, Los Angeles, and now we are in Moneymaker Manhattan.
Right.
Glad to be here. Fun trip. What'd you make of the mountains of Park City, Utah, Mr. Moody?
Picturesque.
Yes.
And, Utah is nice. Utah is clean.
Yes.
People are nice.
Yes.
It's 99.9% whiteheads.
Yes. How'd that make you feel?
It was good. It's a different type of whitehead.
Yeah.
You know.
What kind of whitehead is it?
It's not a southern whitehead. These are nice, good folks.
They have a different kind of white folk out in Utah.
Yes.
They're opaque.
Yes.
They are white. They make me look like I'm browned.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they're... It has nothing to do with the way they act. They're super nice. But just, there's no sun in Utah or something?
Man.
These are white folk who need tans. White folk.
Good-looking folks.
But very good. Good time out there. We saw the Clippers play the Utah Jazz. Our L.A. Clippers. Looked fantastic. Utah Jazz had an off night. I like that team, though. The arena's cool. The arena's no joke in Utah. It's obviously a professional arena, but the seats are like, it's almost feel, it has a high school feel to it.
Yeah. Good fans.
Yes. They love Utah basketball. They love the Jazz. And I've never been a Jazz fan, but I respect the history and culture of Utah Jazz basketball.
Yep.
There's never been like a Utah Jazz team that I liked. I couldn't stand Karl Malone. And, who was the point guard?
Stockton.
I mean, he was great.
Yeah, they were nice.
They were incredible. Stockton, I didn't really have a problem with Stockton. I always liked John Stockton because when he tried out for the 1984 Olympic team,
mm-hmm.
he came back from camp and they said, who was the best player? And to this day, he just said it again with Dan Patrick, to this day, if you ask John Stockton who the best player he ever played against, the hardest player to guard.
Right.
He doesn't say Jordan, doesn't say Kobe, doesn't say Isaiah, doesn't say
Magic,
doesn't say any of the guys he played against. You ask John Stockton to this day, who is the hardest guy he ever saw, he ever had to guard, he will still to this day say Pearl Washington.
Mm.
Woo. So you know if John Stockton, look it up, by the way.
Yeah,
look up John Stockton on Pearl Washington. We've already verified this a few times.
Yeah.
But look up John Stockton on Pearl Washington. For him to say that after playing against him in 84, that means Pearl must have spooked him. Right?
Yeah, he must have gave him that work.
That real work, because he's played against everybody.
Right, and he still remembers that.
And he's still talking about Pearl from 84.
Damn.
So, yeah, I wasn't a fan of that team. I did not like Karl Malone. I have this in common with Kenyon Martin, co-host of the Two-Man Weave that we're doing on TuneIn Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday from 5 to 7 Eastern, live, all NBA, everything. He hated Karl Malone because of what he did to Isaiah Thomas. Yeah. Not Isaiah Thomas of the Boston Celtics, Zeke Thomas of the Detroit Piston Bad Boys, when he elbowed him and gave him 47 stitches. And then Isaiah came back from the locker room, stitched up, bandaged up, and he still gave him that work.
Yeah.
That real nice, proper work.
Yeah.
Then we went to L.A. for a little bit, let our hair down.
We
mentioned this, and then we went to New Orleans for G. Moody's first All-Star game on the road.
Yeah, first one.
What are your impressions of New Orleans? What is your impression of being at an All-Star game? You were courtside pretty much
yes.
for the actual game.
Yep.
The city of New Orleans was packed with tourists.
Mardi Gras was
going on, and the All-Star Game.
Yo, New Orleans is a food city, so they have good food, but a lot of fried food.
They fry every fucking thing in New Orleans.
And it's a deep breaded fry.
It's not light fucking breaded. It's it's not nouveau like high end like cooking channel breaded.
No.
It's still breaded like it's 1936. And there's pros and cons to that.
Yes, you could have that one day and then you're looking for some other shit.
I searched high and low for a restaurant to have just a salad, not fried clam salad, not fried lobster and fried shrimp in the salad. Just a fucking salad, just to pass everything through my body.
Right. No, you don't get that.
No, you have to search for that. and me and G Moody were staying right there on Canal Street, right in the
nitty grit,
in the shit of it all. And they have these Mardi Gras parties.
Parades.
It seems like every day for a week, is it?
Yeah.
And they're out there throwing fucking beads and it rained so fucking hard the night of the Celebrity All-Star Game, which we'll get to. It rained so fucking hard out there. You know how you say it rains cats and dogs and it rains crawfish and gumbo out there.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
I mean, people were coming into the Celebrity All-Star Game. I remember I saw two friends of mine that work at ESPN. And I was like, did you do like an apple dunking contest? They were fucking drenched.
Yo.
I mean, not just like, oh, they're out in the rain. Like, it looked like something happened to them.
Right, right, right. I liked it, man. It's good, man. You take it for a couple of days. It's festive. So I enjoyed the city. I enjoyed the game and all that.
We were staying right in the thick of it. We were staying in a sense like Midtown. You know, there are like regular neighborhoods in New Orleans. I love that city. So much culture, so much history. What's that place, Cafe Du Monde?
Yes.
Let me tell you something about this place. Don't waste your fucking time if you're in New Orleans. If you want to swing by there just to see it, but if you're going in there for some sort of beignet experience, I'm going to tell you that one of the biggest scams in tourism in the United States are the beignets at Cafe Du Monde.
I must say so.
They're like fucking softballs. How much sugar does one beignet need?
Word.
You can only get so much into your mouth. It's like, this is like some kind of carnival trick. You walk out of there, sugar everywhere.
Hell yeah, I was a mess.
Just from eating one beignet, the coffee shit.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is the oldest spot in New Orleans. It's been there since like 1913, and the beignets taste like it. Upgrade your shit.
Word.
Change your recipe. I don't want the same fucking recipe Louis Armstrong had when he was out here playing the goddamn saxophone.
Right. We got new flowers. We got new kind of shit. Fluff them things up so they could be soft.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I ordered six. There was four of us. I could barely get through one, and I'm a pig.
Yeah.
It's like eating a plate of Chinese food, but with like in a beignet.
Right.
It's so unhealthy. They only take cash.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking place only takes cash? And then it's a huge place. And they serve you dog piss coffee.
Oh.
And the customer service sucks. Great customer service in New Orleans in general. They're so nice. The waiter staff feels like they've been there since 1913. They seem like fucking like the Walking Dead. Terribly unhealthy beignets. Terribly unhealthy.
Yeah,
you can throw one of those beignets at somebody, catch them in the side of the head, knock them cold.
Yeah.
They're not dope beignets.
Yeah.
You can find great gumbo, great shrimp and grits, great fried chicken, great everything down there.
Antoine's
was great. But beignets, the only place that make them is Cafe Du Monde, and they're, don't even waste your time.
No, they have other stores, other places that make them. That's the ones you saw. That's the most famous one.
Yeah,
and
well,
I see what you're saying. It's like a fucking pottery mess.
Yeah. It's like going to see the Statue of Liberty in New York and like the Statue of Liberty being like 6'6". That's it. Like you like, I thought I was going to some big, the way they talk about this beignets, those beignets suck, man.
They were.
Fucking Cafe Du Monde.
You go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a muffin.
Yo, you could go to Dunkin' Donuts and eat bad stuff and it tastes better than what they serve at Cafe Du Monde. Literally. Those things make New York City street pretzels taste like gourmet cooking. Those beignets at Cafe Du Monde, they're a fucking... That's a joke.
I gotta give it to you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So we were down there, man. We were down there in New Orleans. And as I said before, It is a mixture, an eclectic mixture of all different types. Mm-hmm. You have the pimps, you have the hoes, you have the gangsters, you have the swindlers, you have the celebrities, mm-hmm. you have the music industry, you have actors, you have everything, and of course the athletes. We were walking down the street, Jordan and Miles, like the thing about NBA All-Star Weekend, the entire NBA history is there. Mm-hmm. So right. you're walking down the street, and like I saw Eddie Johnson. I was like, he walked right past, I was like, fucking Eddie Johnson.
Wow.
Jordan and Miles walked right past Allen Iverson in the cafe out in broad fucking daylight.
Right, right.
I missed AI.
And we saw Dominique Wilkins in the airport.
we were chilling with Neek for 90 minutes in the airport.
Talking shop.
The thing about seeing Dominique is I literally see him every year at the All-Star game, mm-hmm. and he's always cool with me. And there's not a time that I've seen him that I don't, like my heart doesn't race. Like, you were bugging when you saw Dominique,
yeah,
right?
Man. That's Domo, man. That two-hand windmill, synonymous with how the dunk contest should be.
Dominique Wilkins, like, he wasn't just a great basketball player. Like, he literally was a superhero. He was on some superhero shit.
Yeah, like.
He flew. He did things that you never even imagined. When Dominique Wilkins was coming up in the NBA, he was doing shit that you had never seen before.
Yep.
He's one of those guys, athletically, and the way he played, you were like, yo, I never... He took the whole shit to another level.
In-game dunks.
And then the dunk contest.
Yeah.
But, like, Jordan is, like, you know, always sort of the face of that. But, like, if you think of somebody... Like, when I think of somebody who did shit that I never seen before, Dominique is definitely one of the first people.
Yeah. In-game, the backwards, dunking on cats in the in-game... Double pump backwards.
He told us that in his rookie season, his first game against Larry Bird, that if you look up Dominique dunks on Larry Bird on a fast break, it's violent.
Yeah.
But before that, he was telling us that Larry Bird said to him, "You can't guard me,
Holmes.
You can't guard me, Holmes." And Neek was telling us, he was like, "I can't believe this motherfucker just called me Holmes." And then he was talking to him, similar to what Doc Rivers was saying on the great I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Sit down with Doc Rivers from Park City, Utah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Doc Rivers. Shout out to the LA Clippers.
Yes.
He said that Larry Bird, the second, third time down the court, he's guarding him as a rookie. He shot a bank shot off the glass from 3-point. He shot a 3-point bank shot and told him he was going to do that.
Damn.
You know how hard it is to shoot a bank shot from three?
Damn.
So it was cool seeing Neek. We got down there. Celebrity All-Star Game.
Right.
We were there. We were courtside. The Celebrity All-Star Game needs to be revamped. I'm making a comeback. My man Snoop Dogg FaceTimed me during the game. The game next year is in Los Angeles. We already have started two-a-days. Me and Snoop Doggy Dogg are making comeback in the Celebrity Game next year. That's confirmed. Mm. In L.A. but it was just cool. Like the thing about All-Stars, like you see so many people.
Right.
Like that night at the game, there was like... We as we walked into the center, we walked, boom, smack right into Draymond Green.
That's crazy,
Draymond,
man.
Green's not that big.
I know. He's like 6'6", right?
6'7"?
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Yo, Draymond Green, I have more respect for him now, and I've always respected him. He's not that tall.
Yeah, when you see him.
At 6'7", he's the most. You know who else is a little shit who I never saw? And this is the opposite direction. You're like, yo, I got crazy respect for him. Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Yo, Kyle Lowry's 5'10".
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think he's Kyle Lowry's 6 feet. We've seen DeMar DeRozan. We saw the Greek Freak. Who else did we see at that game?
Oh, man.
All kinds of Jamel and Michael from Fat Joe.
Yeah.
They're just all around.
Yeah.
This is just Friday. Who else was there?
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. Silk the Shocker.
Matt, yeah. All the cats, man.
It was so many different kinds of people from down there, man.
Yeah.
The whole NBA. And we're just like, holy shit. And then we got in the shit storm and the pouring rain. And the next night was the fucking dunk contest. Now, a lot has been discussed about this dunk contest. I mean, Moody, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real. We had great seats for it. Jordan and Miles, the producer extraordinaire from the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, they went to the dunk contest. Me and Moody chilled at the telly.
Yeah.
And because I just couldn't sit there and watch it. I had a feeling it was going to suck. Yep. And lo and behold, it sucked. And I was so glad that I didn't go. Because I would have been so uncomfortable, right. so physically uncomfortable and frustrated what I was watching. Because if you cut together the dunks, yes, there were some good dunks. But watching it as a live event, we were watching it on TV. They're cutting away. They're cutting to Shaq, Kenny, and Charles. They're interviewing people. They're trying to make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
If you had to sit there live and you paid good hard-earned money for that shit.
Right.
That dunk contest, that All-Star game...
Oh, man.
And I'll throw in that celebrity game is the official welcoming in to the skinny genification of the NBA.
Mm.
Welcome in the skinny genification era.
Right. It's like,
Yeah.
It's like an amoeba. It's yes. just affecting shit.
Yes. You had the Magic and Bird era. You had the Jordan era. You had the AI, Shaq, Kobe era.
Yeah.
And now you have the skinny genification of the NBA.
Absolutely. Shit has done changed.
Shit done changed. Aaron Gordon was fantastic in last year's dunk contest. Listen, you're going to have an off night, but the drones, I get it. There's sponsorships. How many times are you guys going to do the dunk where you jump over people?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump over three people. Now I'm going to jump over five people. Listen, if you go to a dunk contest and you miss that dunk, it should be, and you should not be allowed to do it again, because if you miss that dunk, imagine you run into David Blaine. Now, he doesn't fuck up. David Blaine doesn't fuck up. But let's just say you run into David Blaine, and he's doing one of his ill tricks.
The way he shot himself. That motherfucker shot himself, remember?
Yeah, but let's stay focused. Okay. Let's say he's doing one of his card tricks where he makes a quarter come out of his ear. Let's say he does it halfway through, and then you see the quarter, and it's like the trick is blown. David Blaine is going to do another trick to fuck your head up.
Yeah.
If you're trying to do a dunk with a drone and it doesn't work the first time, that's it. The drone dunk didn't work.
No doubt.
DeAndre Jordan was very impressive.
Dope.
Yo, Glenn Robinson III, he didn't miss anything. He was ill. The other dude, I can't remember his name. He just got signed to the NBA. He's like a YouTube sensation. They had dunks, but the missing.
Yeah. You can't be just there missing and missing and missing. You know, you can't be there doing that dumb shit. After one,
you got to switch it up.
Sit down, man.
Yeah,
you missed.
Yeah, or they got to
wait till next time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get it right. You don't get to go again.
And again.
Yeah.
And again.
Just getting tired and tired. And then, you know, the dunk suffer. This motherfucker been out there seven times
and
missing.
And Dominique, Doc, Iceman, you're out there in front of all your peers. But forget your peers, because the reason why the skinny genification has started because your peers aren't laughing at you.
Yeah.
They should be mocking you and throwing beignets at your fucking head. You missed the dunk, Aaron Gordon. I'm on the sideline. I'm throwing a fucking beignet at your head. But to do it in front of Dominique, Dr. J. These dudes are there judging and you're missing dunk.
We saw them there and see how disgusted they were. The looks on their faces. Doc, Willis Reed.
They don't show
Bill
this on
Russell.
Camera.
These guys are like... What the fuck?
Football is done, but for true sports fans, there's no off season. That's why you got to check out Daily Fantasy Basketball at DraftKings.com. With Daily Fantasy, there's no season-long commitments. You know that. Play whenever you want with your shot at serious money that night. Instant gratification, or in some cases, instant pain. You pick eight players, outscore the competition, and you win. Earn points for scoring, assists, blocks, and more. It's time to elevate. Fly above the rim with me, the Gringo Mandingo, at DraftKings.com now. I take on all comers, anywhere, any place, anytime. So come on and dance with the dingo. Heads up, multiplayer, whatever. Win, lose. What's most important is that we dance. DraftKings has even set up a league for my listeners. Go to DraftKings.com/IamRappaport right now. Use the promo code Rappaport to play for free. And I'm spicing things up. I'm starting a tournament this Friday, okay? I have a contest this Friday. The top 20 finishers will win cash and first place, okay? If you have the privilege of coming in first place, you win tickets to a Clippers game plus a meet and greet with me, the Gringo Man Dingo himself. So step into the monkey cage with me and play for free at DraftKings.com/IAmRapoport. The promo code is Rapoport. You want to dance with the dingo? Eligibility and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. You've seen my prowess on the court at the Celebrity All-Star Game, but now it's time to go heads up. Or maybe you jump into a tournament. Whatever you want to do, we can do it at DraftKings.com. Are your basketballs big enough to dance with the dingo?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now, I'm going to keep it real. I left New Orleans because I had some a book thing to do my show, Watch What Happens Live on Bravo with my man Andy Cohen and Candy Burress from Real Housewives. Never in my life would I have thought, you know, I'm going to surpass center court tickets at the NBA All-Star Game to be on a Bravo show, but I'm glad I did. Because that All-Star game was an embarrassment. You were there, G. Moody.
Yeah, man.
That was your first All-Star game. First G. Moody, one. Miles, and there. Jordan, they stayed. I've been to so many. I'm fortunate.
It was like some cats just fucking around in the park. Where I let you go, and everybody's dunking. And after a few dunks, the crowd is no longer excited about seeing the same thing. There's no defense. So it wasn't really a lot of energy in the crowd, no applause. That shit was whack.
And man, you were right. You were right there next to Willis. You saw Willis.
I saw these guys.
And what was your impression of what they thought of the game?
Like, these motherfuckers, like, well, what is this? There's no effort. Like, you just don't let the guy go. You try a little bit. Like you know, like they did back in the days. You try.
To give it off
the appearance that you're playing.
That's the thing. They no longer even gave off the appearance.
Right. It was like, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it was like that the whole game.
Yep.
I get that, you know, there'll be spurts of that and spurts of fun and spurts of, you know, these things you never see. But there has to be some sort of attempt at fake defense to make guys do stuff you've never seen. Because there's not one play in that All-Star game that is historic.
Right. It's just motherfuckers just, yo, you go. It was really, after a while, it got really bad to see. Because we know ball. And was like, yo, All-Star game is supposed to be a little bit of defense so motherfuckers can start boogieing.
Right.
You know, just to make the crowd get hyped.
Right. Give the appearance of defense. And I know it. They took it too far this year.
Yeah.
They took the whole thing too far.
This is that
the
bullshit.
Whole thing got taken too far. This is the fucking NBA. Yo, I'm going to tell you something. This is like hip-hop. We're just fans. I have no stake in the NBA.
Word.
You know how we feel about basketball.
Yes.
To see this happen to the sport, I'm concerned about the long-term fabric of the NBA. Kevin Garnett just came out and said the AAU is fucking up the NBA. We've talked a lot about the AAUification. I think I actually made that term up.
Mm-hmm. You did. And now you got the new term coming up.
Oh, the skinny jeansification.
Yeah, just like they did with hip-hop. Same shit. Changing up the league now.
Chance the Rapper was at the NBA All-Star game. We talked a lot about him. At one point, I'm going to tell you a story. My man Jeff from the NBA said, because we were sitting, like, there was like four of us, and three seats, I don't know, at the Celebrity game. And at one point, he literally said, Dave Chappelle and Chance the Rapper are going to sit right next to you guys. How ironic would it have been to sit next to Chance the Rapper and his number three baseball hat that seems like it doesn't fit over his head correctly? Would it have been for us to be sitting next to him after last week's listening party, which we, listen, the Chance the Rapper thing, and I got to remember to come back to the All-Star game. Listen, we got a lot of people's opinions on that.
Yes.
We listened to all his music.
Yes.
Acid Rap, the new record that just won the Grammys, that for some reason people are, like, he's like the Pied Piper of music industry right now.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper's like, everybody, congratulations, Chance, congratulations. I don't know what the big deal is that he won a Grammy.
Yes.
Do they matter or do they not matter?
Right, exactly.
And if he won that award in hip-hop, it's not like we got, like it was Sean Price winning it.
Right, right. Like, I wanted to see what was all the hype about because I didn't really know. And I'm saying, oh my God.
I encouraged G because I said, yo, you got to hear the music. That's why I inspired the listening party. You could look on the Instagram. We posted it, and we talked about this on the last podcast.
Because they're making so much hype. The brouhaha. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker must be G-Rap.
Yeah.
This motherfucker must be Jay-Z.
We wanted to give it a listen. We wanted to be given a full informed opinion.
And then you put it on, and I hear some Little House on the Prairie shit.
Yes.
And I don't like it, and I should be welcome to have a dissenting opinion.
Yes.
Instead of lambasted.
Right. Did you get lambasted?
Yeah. Some people say, well, you're old, you're this and that. I'm looking for funk. I'm sorry.
All I want is funk.
I want funky beats and fly rhymes. That's it. That is it. You're giving me trash beats and trash rhymes, and you expect me to be okay with that? Fuck you, man.
Speaking of funk, Clyde Stubblefield.
Yes. Oh, man.
From the James Brown Band, Clyde Stubblefield. You hear James saying Clyde.
Yes. Funky drummer. He's the one on Funky Drummer. Man.
And on that one record, James Brown says to him,
you don't have to do no soloing. Just keep what you got.
Because
it's a mother.
You don't have to do no soloing. Just keep what you got because it's a mother.
Yes. And if you can't decode that, I will decode that for you.
Break it down, Mr. Moody.
Clyde Stubblefield was playing a rhythm. James liked it so much, he says, keep that going. So basically, he's telling Clyde in hip hop parlance, loop that. Stay in that vein right there because it's a mother.
Mm.
So that is in hip hop, when you find a break, you loop that break to keep it there. Keep that same feeling. So
hence hip hop, hibby, yeah. Hibby to the hip, hip, poppy, you don't stop. That yeah. The chic beat.
Yes. Just a loop, just a rhythm that's just on point. So, and that's James. And that's the drummer. That's the whole genesis of the of hip-hop music based on that.
This is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. So, yeah, New Orleans, super nice folk. Ran into so many different people.
Where?
Give a shout-out to my man DJ D-Nice. Jamel, Kristen Ledlow. I got to commentate for about 10 minutes during the celebrity game, which was fun.
Right. All right, that's right. What about Kmart?
Kmart.
Oh, Kmart.
Yo.
He's about that action.
He's about that action. Kenyon Martin. We're doing the show Two Man Weave on TuneIn, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. If you don't have the TuneIn app, we've talked about it before. I'm telling you straight up, the TuneIn app is dope. Okay? They got music. They got news. They got podcasts. They have NBA, NFL, NCAA, MLB, NHL, the whole kit and caboodle, and now they have NBA radio. Okay, there's so many different shows. Rick Kamler from NBA TV has a show. Rex Chapman, Antoine Walker, and those guys have a show. Me and Kenyon Martin, the two man weave.
Yes.
But Kenyon's dope. We did the radio. We hung out with Kenyon.
Yeah. Yo, man, good. And the Shadow Group, his security company.
Shout out to those guys, those good dudes, goons.
Good brothers.
Shadow Group could be called the Goon Squad.
Yes.
Anyway, New Orleans was fun. All-Star Game was fun. Real Housewives, Watch What Happens Live was dope. You know, that I never thought in my life, G, that I would leave the NBA All-Star Game to go do an episode of Watch What Happens Live. Now, it was scheduling, so I had to do it. But I had just as much fun talking NBA all weekend as I did talking Housewives Sunday with my man Andy Cohen.
Damn.
I know it's like, you're probably like, what the fuck? And you don't get it. I don't get it. But those are my favorite shows on TV, G.
Right. I see, man. I don't get it. I don't know. But hey, I'm not going to hate on you.
Don't hate on me. But then DeMarcus Cousins, like after the All-Star game, got traded to the New Orleans Pelicans.
He didn't have to fly out.
He didn't even have to fly out.
Word.
And the New Orleans Pelicans gave up Langston Galloway. We did our last interview with Langston. Yep.
Good
crazy
brother.
Cool.
Yep.
Yo, you look at this dude, Langston Galloway. We also interviewed Justin Holiday of the New York Knicks. I was looking at these guys. Like Langston Galloway looks like, I asked him, how much do you weigh? He's like, these guys are not big dudes.
Yeah.
But Boogie Cousins got traded. He's going to be down there with the Brow, Anthony Davis, who I like. Good player. It's going to take a lot of work off of his plate. So maybe DeMarcus Boogie Cousins, mm-hmm. can earn back his name and no longer be called DeMarcus Big Baby Cousins.
Right. Let's see, man.
Let's see. You think he'll have a freak out down in New Orleans?
He's almost home. He's from Mobile, Alabama. That's an hour and 45 minutes away. I'm telling you, he has a new lease on life. When you're down from down home and you are in Sacramento.
Where?
Down home.
No, but where was he?
He was in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento. And now they traded you back Southern. You're happy.
But he's been throwing so many fits this season. Will it just stop? That's going to be the key thing.
Who's the coach? Is it a coach he respects?
Alvin Gentry.
I think so.
You think he's going to flip out on Alvin Gentry?
No. I think Alvin Gentry commands some respect.
All right. That's the big talk of the NBA. Oh, I forgot. Porzingis won the skills challenge. I never could give two shits about that. Shout out to
they put a banner up in the garden.
Yeah, they put a banner up in Madison Square Garden because Kristaps Porzingis
won the skills championship in 2017.
They haven't raised a banner there in 20 fucking years. You can't raise a banner for just being in the playoffs. You haven't won a fucking banner in 40 fucking years. This fucking place is gonna fall to the fucking ground. If I die and you cocksuckers haven't won, I'm gonna come back from the fucking dead and I'm gonna strangle each and every one of you cocksuckers. That's Danny Aiello. On
yes.
The New York Knicks.
He's frustrated. Oakley was there.
Oakley was courtside. Getting standing ovations. I heard he went into the casino at Harris. He gets standing ovations now, wherever he goes.
Yeah.
What else, G. Monetti? You shopped around for art?
Yeah, I saw some art in Jackson Square. In New Orleans, Jackson Square, French Quarter, the stores with the artwork is fantastic. You'll walk down the block and just some great art will just strike your eye and it's all over. So if you want to buy some ill pieces, I think you should go there.
Did you wind up getting some pecans?
What the hell?
I thought you said pralines.
Pralines. They're pretty good.
We need to get you some sort of custom Ian Rappaport travel bag. Because I don't know if you saw the photos. My man G. Monetti's bag was falling apart, and he just never got around to getting a new bag. And he was carrying it through the plane. It was on some Sanford and Son
word.
Shit. Like his bag was similar to Fred G's dump truck. I don't know how you made it back. Like, did you duct tape that shit together on the way back?
Yo, I checked it.
Did you?
Yeah,
did they wrap it in the plastic?
So because
that shit could have broke. Your shit would have been coming out of the thing. Like sneakers and shit.
Nah. My shit was solid, B.
Well, anyway, this is our NBA All-Star Game recap. Our Salt Lake City recap. It's the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Yo, we got the hits, okay? We're bringing the hits. The Braves, Yankees. I was thinking about that Fife lyric. Da-da-da-da hits. Braves, Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing the show again. Yo, 5 to 7 on TuneIn Radio. The app is free. What else can I say? It was dope. It was All-Star Game. Listen, we're making jokes. I'm so happy to have any sort of
yeah, hell yeah, of course.
It's a privilege to go to those events, and I just think they should tighten it up. And I think it's becoming a little bit too leisurely.
Make these motherfuckers play, man.
At least half the game.
Yeah, people are in the crowd with their families. They paid a lot to come to the city, and these motherfuckers playing like with their sneakers untied.
Right. It ain't practice. It ain't the Saturday practice that they pay for. It's the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I get it's a leisurely game, but there's got to be a happy medium. Magic Johnson has finally taken over basketball activities, basketball relations, basketball decisions.
The reins.
Of his Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
Jim Buss, you're out. You know nothing about basketball.
He stepped over. Good.
Good choice.
Give him, yeah, give him props for the
yes,
for that.
Yes. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, don't go on.
I don't even know Jim Buss.
But you was about to rail his
I
ass.
Was about to rail him for no reason. He did the right thing. He said if he couldn't fix it, he'd bring in Magic, and he did.
Exactly.
So Magic is running the show in Los Angeles for the Lakers, which is just exciting for the NBA. Because he's a winner,
mm-hmm.
he's a businessman,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think I need to go over his resume. He's Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Marv Albert, friend of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, true legend,
yeah,
true icon, one of the all-time great broadcasters of all time, was getting reamed on Twitter during the All-Star game because he couldn't say Giannis... What's his name, G?
I can't pronounce that shit either.
What's his name? Gian, the Greek freak.
I won't even attempt.
Try to say it. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I can't say it. I'm reading it right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We need to blacken his name up.
Just change his...
Yeah, blacken his shit up.
Just change his name to Giannis. Because nobody could say this. And Marv Albert said at the top of the broadcast, he said, I've been practicing and working on this. And then he couldn't say it correctly. This is Marv Albert. And he's reading it off a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then on Twitter, they start popping shit about Marv. No, fuck you.
Oh, I hear you.
No, fuck you. You're not going to shit on Marv. I would like to hear people say
you
the Greek freak's
see
name. Gee, I'm looking at it right now.
One
I'm
more
breaking
time.
Rule number one. Of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, and I'm reading it. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, shit.
Can you say it?
I won't try.
See?
G.A. G.A. for the dunk.
That's it. G.A. is a good nickname.
Yeah.
Call him Giannis the Greek Freak or G.A. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to diss Marv Albert, who's been on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. He's more of a New York Nick than anybody else. So... I just wanted to make sure I brought that up, and I'm excited about basketball with the Lakers. This week on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, I'm doing the first ever Donald Trump line of the week.
Mm.
I know sometimes I haven't done my Robert De Niro line of the week recently.
Right.
But I will be making that up this week with the Donald Trump line of the week.
All right.
What's going on, Mr. Moody?
Oh, man. Yo, I saw some crazy shit, man.
What was it?
I don't think it's a sick fuck of the week.
Oh.
I don't think so. But a Georgia homeowner in the great state of Georgia.
Yeah.
He hired a landscaper to neaten up his property.
Mm-hmm.
But when the homeowner, when he got back, he went to check on the progress. He found the landscaper going at his dog.
What do you mean going at the dog?
Gaping his dog. So he ran. He caught him. It was a 61-year-old animal that went at another animal. And I'm saying, the dogs, man, are now becoming sex objects. What do you do? Some people, these guys, their minds are weird. They look at the dogs as walking around naked.
It's not Kim Kardashian, you sick fuck you. This is a sick fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Cue the music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. Who fucked the dog?
You what?
Who fucked the dog?
Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned,
not given. You did what? No. No.
No.
No. Oh, man. Let me backtrack. If you've never listened to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, this is an award that is earned, not given. Are you talking about Cruz Barrera Lugo?
Yeah.
I heard about Cruz.
Yeah. What do you got to do? This is, I only say that because it's so much. It happens. What's happening?
Every week.
They got to cover these dogs' backside. Put a curtain over their fucking asses somehow. Because these guys are getting aroused because they're walking around naked. In their minds, the dogs are naked.
Why is that?
Why?
You're attracted to the dog so much
that you taking it.
I lock them up. Knock them up. Speaking of locking them up and keeping your clothes on, you remember Stanley Wilson played for the Detroit Lions?
Oh, yeah.
He got arrested again trying to break into a home in Oregon. Okay, this is a guy who played it in the NFL. It's the third time in a year that my man was arrested, and each time he was arrested, he's butt-ass naked in the street. He's got to be on some of that shit.
Ooh-wee.
He has to be on
it. There's nothing else. We don't do that.
No.
A nice bottle of scotch wouldn't do that.
No.
It's ooh-wee.
He's always trying to B&E, breaking and entering.
Yeah. It's that fucks with your brain chemistry, like the guy from the fucking Patriots who went to the cops naked.
Right. Was he wasn't naked. You're talking about Jones. He wasn't naked.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was panting on the floor.
Yeah, but he wasn't naked.
Oh, no, he said he was shirtless.
I didn't hear. I heard he was panting. He was on that ooh-wee. He thought he was going to die. They were talking about Chandler Jones of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
The week of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, you know how frightened you must be and freaked out you must be, where you know the whole world's going to find out about it. You're playing in the Super Bowl, and you're on that
ooh-wee. And what would make a motherfucker, like, you risking that after you see all the shit that it did to people? You think that you're going to be able to withstand ooh-wee?
Nobody could withstand that ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Forget the naked. Like, don't it hurt your feet? Like, you're running around the streets with no, like, you stepping on grass and rocks and glass and shit.
That ooh-wee takes away that brain, pain receptor. You could punch this motherfucker in the face. It'd be like nothing.
I don't understand it, man.
Put the drugs down.
You know, along with the dog molestation, the teachers keep getting at it with the kids.
We started this 2 years ago.
A teacher in Saskatchewan forced students to play strip basketball. Had them play in Utah, 21, and losers would have to for take their clothes off every shot they missed.
For mic check?
I don't know, but
I'd miss a lot for.
Yeah, but then you got to keep playing butt ass, and like you're like going for rebounds, and the whole thing is just weird.
But that's your teacher, so you probably, I don't know, she probably hit you off,
huh?
Like you miss a free throw, you get a mic check,
right? Skull, brain.
Yeah, that's the best recess a motherfucker could have.
Another one, a guy in Texas. This is horrible to look at. He has a German Shepherd. He was caught dragging the German Shepherd behind his motorized scooter. A 59-year-old guy named Mario Cardona. He's a piece of shit.
Damn.
He's a piece. Yo, this guy, I guarantee you someone's going to beat this guy up.
Yeah.
Because those animal rights people, somebody needs to fuck this fat piece of shit up and drag him from their scooter. Drag him from his scooter like 5 miles per hour behind a car. This is a fat slob.
Absolutely.
Mario Cardona, beautiful German Shepherd, was caught on video doing it. Piece of shit. The dog, you know, the dog's been taken away. This guy, Mario, the fat fuck, he can't have any animals. People are crazy, man. And you know, it's not that people are crazy now any more than in the past. I think because of the video, more people are getting caught. Because this is insanity.
Yeah, man. Why would you do that?
Did you hear about there was a bull running around Queens, Jamaica, Queens? Shout out to Tribe Called Quest. Shout out to the Lost Boys.
Shout out to Black Rock and Ron.
A lot of music came out of Jamaica, Queens. St. Albans, Queens, over there by Run DMC.
Yes. Baisley Projects, 40 Projects, Hollis.
If you're not from New York and you think about the amount of shit, amount of hits that came from Jamaica, Queens.
The Hollis Crew.
Russell Rush, Jam Dasta J.
Yeah.
This is all in a small area. LL Cool J.
Supreme Team.
Wow. So in Jamaica, Queens, that's crazy that all that music came from that small area. That's nuts. Out there by where Q-Tip and Jarobi and the late, great Fife Dawg grew up, out in Jamaica, Queens, a bull, an animal, a bull, escaped the slaughterhouse and was running down the block.
Oh, shit.
You know where they filmed the Check the Rhyme video?
Yeah.
Not too far from where they filmed the Check the Rhyme video.
A bull.
Nuclear cleaners. A bull ran down. You know, of course, everybody was filming it. Caused a whole stir. The animal was like running through traffic, through vehicles, around vehicles. Traffic was stopped. People were foaming, filming everything. They couldn't believe it. Jamaica, Queens, like, to see a bull running around New York City. First of all, to see a bull running anywhere, you'd be like, what the? That's scary.
Except the animal activists. They would be like, don't catch him. Let him run. He's free.
Right.
He didn't want to go back to the slaughterhouse.
What is he going to get on the fucking turnpike?
He's going to the George Washington Bridge. Give him a toll. Give him a Metro card.
Give him a fast pass.
Yeah, help him instead of catching him. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's part of the shut the fuck up movement protest. Anyway, they tranquilized them.
Oh, fuck.
And the animal sanctuary picked them up, and they're taking them to a safe place. So the dog literally ran for his life, and he'll probably go on to live a great... Like, this is a heroic...
Yeah.
I said dog. A heroic bull. You brought up Metro cards.
Oh, yeah, man. I saw some... This has to be among... The dumbest thing that I think I saw in the last 20 years.
What is it?
Dudes was fighting over a Metro card that had the logo Supreme, I think, on the back of it.
Yes.
And dudes were actually in the train station knuckling up over one of these Metro cards as if this is some family heirloom. That you're going to be able to pass down and say, you know, the Metro card goes to you now. And you give this to your nephew or your son. And we keep this in our family.
I like that voice.
This is, what the fuck?
Yo, you know what it is? Everybody thinks they're going to get these. And then, I it's not even everybody thinks. Apparently, these Supreme things have value. So they buy them. And then they sell them on the internet. And of course, like a Supreme, the clothing brand, is a clothing brand?
Yeah, I think that's it.
They'll be worth money. I don't understand that
shit. Yeah, I'm not aware. Are you fighting over that?
Fighting over it, getting arrested over this shit. All to get a Metro card that says Supreme. Like, you know, all this like New York, New York. Come on, man. You got some Supreme tokens? That would be dope. Tokens, some actual tokens.
Oh, don't start no shit. They're going to burn down the fucking token booth.
Well, they steal all my ideas. Don't they, Moody?
Yeah.
They steal them all.
Yeah. Put those Supreme tokens in that token booth. See if that shit won't be lit ablaze.
Yeah, somebody will try to get it, and they think everything's going to be collector's item, like you're collecting Van Goghs.
Yeah.
That's not a Van Gogh.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
Shout out to Supreme for the best marketing ever.
Hell yeah. They be having motherfuckers around... Not the block, around the whole fucking neighborhood.
Fighting, getting arrested, fist fighting each other, beating each other up for sneakers.
Yo, they can have that as a commercial. Like, our shit is so dope.
Yeah.
This look at these two motherfuckers fight for it.
Yeah. Watch him. He's going to kill him right now. Watch him stab him in the fucking head. Watch it.
Hey, and speaking of corporations... I want to tell Nike, cut the shit with the equality. Before we take a look at how diverse your staff and your boardroom is.
Right. You got this new ad with LeBron and Serena and all the mainstream dudes.
And they're hammering the point home, equality. Equality. Let's see your fucking staff.
Right.
Does it represent equality in hiring practices?
Right.
So let's do a commercial on your staff.
Show us the staff.
Yes.
Because stop talking the equality for the commercials and the t-shirts.
Yeah, cut the shit.
Bill Belichick.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck him. He, you know, he's got a boat. He's big on his fishing. And you know, he his new boat, his new fishing boat.
Right.
You know what he named it? Seven Rings. Hey, fuck. Well, why didn't you name it? It could have been Nine Rings, except for the Giants fucked us twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Or why don't you name it Seven Rings and fuck you, David Tyree? Or why don't you name it something like, before Plaxico Burress shot himself, he shot his load all over us.
Yeah.
Name that. I think that could fit on your boat.
Yeah. You'll find a way to get it on there, you yeah, cheating ass motherfucker.
You'll break the rules.
Yeah.
Maybe you can only fit so many letters. I think you'll figure out a way to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Belichick, they caught you. He's laying on his boat. Seven rings.
Yes. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Belichick and his whole crew. We see Trump has outlined a new policy on the illegals now, right? So yeah. Now it's different. Now this is what I'm saying. Now they're coming sweeping after people who are in gangs and who have committed crimes. And I'm saying, if you're in a gang, think of the nerve you have to be in a gang and be an illegal alien.
Right, you're an illegal alien, so essentially you want to lay low.
Right.
Essentially, you want to, like, just sort of lay back in the cut and just lay low because right. You're happy to be here.
Yo, think about it. That has to be the baddest gang. Like, these motherfuckers, their papers ain't right, and they still in the gang.
They don't
give a fuck, right? So, shouldn't it be the OG's job to make sure niggas is...
If you're going to be banging for us,
right.
We need to make sure that your papers work,
right,
your papers good.
So the ranks aren't depleted by deportation.
We can't have a whole crew be just like, oh, they're here Sunday, gone Sunday afternoon.
The OGs should be responsible for something.
I agree.
So Trump is now getting those gangs. So you're going to see, as we saw in L.A., we saw the ICE crew on some swoop down shit.
Yes.
So, like I said, people got it mistaken. I was on some anti-Mexican shit. If you really think back, I'm the one who prepared you for what was coming. I said, get your papers in order.
You did say that.
I said that because I knew an ordinance like this would take place. And now that he revised it,
he's not stopping.
If you're undocumented, there's no sanctuaries. And don't believe these motherfuckers on the hotline, because if you're an illegal alien, you essentially have no rights.
Yo.
As an American citizen.
No.
So you can hide in that church all you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you somebody...
Get your shit right and come back.
Yeah, and you're not just talking to Latins.
I'm talking to everybody.
Right, and you even advise black people to...
Oh, we good. We good now.
Oh, you don't need... Because you said you wanted... What kind of papers?
Oh, the freedom papers. From the 1800s.
Since you brought up Trump, I'm gonna do the first ever, as I promised, Donald Trump line of the week here on the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. This is an impression. This is my interpretation of the Donald Trump line of the week. It was President's Day a few days ago.
Right.
I feel like I let the audience down by not doing the Donald Trump line of the week.
Right.
Again, this is not an impression. This is my interpretation. It's like me playing Shakespeare. Here it is, the Donald Trump line of the week. Mm-hmm. This is right from the Don's mouth, right from the President of the United States' mouth. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there. And she was married. Then all of a sudden I see her. Now she's got big phony tits and everything. She totally changed her look. I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her, you know? That's a great line. I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I am automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait.
Mm.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You could do anything. That's Donald Trump, the President of the United States. I'll do it again. I did try and fuck her.
No.
She was married. I moved on her like a bitch. Interesting choice of words. I moved on her like a bitch.
Donald Trump, boy.
But I couldn't get there, and she was married. Then all of a sudden, I see her. She's got the big phony tits and everything. She's got the big phony tits and everything.
He doesn't like that.
She's totally changed her look. I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. So he's like, I'm going to just go over and start kissing. Just, imagine this nasty, sweaty, fucking... he needs some fucking astringent.
But that girl will be with it. It's Donald Trump. His pockets is on blast.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's just like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. Mm. That's the Donald Trump line of the week. Thank you. Thank you. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We'll be right back. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you do not love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. With over 20,000 reviews online and an average of 4.8 stars, Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. They have sheets, they have pillows, they even have doggy beds. Go to Casper.com, save $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Try a Casper mattress, 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, so the Oscars are coming up. I may or may not make my full Oscar predictions, but rest assured, we will be doing a post-game Oscar show. The one prediction I stick by is that Meryl Streep will win Best Actress this year because folks will want to have her get up there and drive Donald Trump nuts. Mm-hmm. I expect it to be a good show. There's a lot of people I like in this year's nominations.
Has Susan Sarandon ever won an Oscar?
The actress Susan Sarandon?
Yeah, I saw her in the...
I think she did win. She may have won for Thelma and Louise.
Oh, okay. I saw in a paper she says now, like, you know, she's doing all this new shit and she's divorced. So she said her sexual orientation is up for grabs
now. Right. Susan Sarandon. What did she say?
She said, my sexual orientation is up for grabs. I don't know what that means, man.
What does that mean?
My sexual orientation is up for grabs.
So may the best man or woman win?
Or any... But have you had a black cock?
Huh?
Have you ever had a black cock? Sexual orientation? Have you ever tried that?
Is that a subcategory?
Can we get in?
Yeah, I don't know. She likes to flaunt that she's very sexually... She's turning 70. And I hope when I'm 70, I'm as sexually active as she claims to be.
It's up for grabs.
She said it's up for grabs. So
I'm putting my cock in the ring, so to speak.
I want to put my cock in the race.
Cock in the ring.
I don't like to use that word too much. Yeah. We don't want to curse too much.
Yes.
Is this an open invitation for her to find you at Gun Hill Road?
Yes. If it's up for grabs, that means it's all inclusive.
So if you're looking for Gerald Moody, G. Moody, last name rhymes with Duty, the 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year, if you're looking for him, especially because the cold is not that bad. Usually you might use a cape and then this cold weather, but you could find him at Gun Hill Road.
Station, 215.
And he'll be the gentleman there naked, nude.
Yeah, near the token booth.
Now, in the winter, when you're nude by the token booth at Gun Hill Road, do you wear like some Timberland boots
and a robe?
Okay. You know, they made a big deal about Beyonce's shawl at the All-Star game the other day. That was another thing.
What was that?
It was like she had some sort of shawl on,
like
it was
a Japanese thing.
I didn't know if it was a blanket or a shawl or a kimono. It was a $22,000.
Looked like a quilt.
Why she just don't put a jacket on like everybody else? Yeah. Beyonce, no disrespect. You're not an actual real queen.
She may beg to differ. She said, I am that.
Okay. I mean, if anybody is, you sort of are, but don't you want to have accessibility to the people? Don't you, like, you can't just like come down off your throne and make records and because at a certain point people are like, we're not relating to you.
Right.
What else, Moody?
Oh man. Nothing. They have a Carmelo hanging out to dry.
He's not getting traded.
The likelihood, they're saying Derrick Rose.
Now they want to trade him.
Yeah.
He might have already been traded. By the time this podcast airs, because it's like minute to minute,
right.
Derrick Rose may or may not have already been traded.
The NBA is suffering.
Yeah.
A lot of bullshit play.
The skinny jeansification. Is it jeanification?
Right. All the crazy shit, the fashion shit.
It's coming back to bite him in the ass.
Right. So NBA has a product issue.
This Sammy Sosa impersonator is back.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually Sammy Sosa. And now I'm realizing it has to be an impersonator. Right. It's a crazy guy who looks just like Sammy Sosa, except for his skin is bleached white.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody has seen Sammy fucking Sosa.
I think he's in Puerto Plata.
I think he's minding his business.
In Dominican Republic, chilling.
But there's some guy who looks just like Sammy Sosa, except for his skin is white.
He's a guy.
When he played baseball, he was about your complexion.
Yeah, he was brown. He was cocoa. Now, cuckoo.
Yeah. Sammy. Who do you think you're fucking fooling? Who do you think you're fooling? You look crazy.
Yeah.
And he's complaining that he doesn't have regrets, and he won't beg to come back with the Cubs, and the whole steroid thing didn't happen. I think it did, and I think you are a fucking nut job, Sammy Sosa.
Would you want you back in your organization looking like that?
You look crazy. You probably could come back if you look normal. You don't look like Sammy Sosa anymore. You look like David Cassidy. Shout out to David Cassidy.
And the irony of it, he did all the bleaching so he could get back to the organization. In his mind, he thought he would look palatable.
Break it down.
So he's trying to change into a white man to come back. No, he thought that maybe this would make it easier to get back to the organization.
Right.
But lo and behold, they want the black guy.
Right. They want the black Sammy Sosa. They don't want you at the white Sammy Sosa.
Because that denotes a mental illness.
Yes. Now they know, we can't bring him back. Forget the steroids.
Right.
He's whacked out of his fucking tree.
Right. We can't have him representing the world champion Cubbies.
Yeah, you look crazy, Sammy.
Sammy.
What else is up, Mr. Moody?
Oh, man. Nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Getting ready for Austin.
We're
gonna hit Austin, South by Southwest again.
We're going to be back South by Southwest. What was that soulful joint we went to last year? Remember we in Austin?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
We went in the cut.
Yeah. We're going to hit that again and some other joints.
And you know, we're doing the tune-in show.
Yep.
The two-man weave with Kenyon Martin. Having big-name NBA guests. Breaking it down.
Yep.
Weekly. Tune-in radio. Love it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch the Oscars? I don't know. You know, I'm gonna do some Oscar predictions. Are you gonna watch the Oscars?
Yeah.
Watch them shits.
I'm gonna watch it.
Remember last year, just last year, was Oscars so white.
Yeah. Now
Oscar's not so bad this year.
Yeah, I don't hear any flack.
No flack.
Yeah.
No flack. Jada Pinkett's never gonna be invited back.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. Jada's my girl. You know, I took Jada Pinkett to her first audition that she ever got.
Damn.
I've known Jada Pinkett since I was 20 years old in LA. We had our first agent was the same. But I'm gonna make my official primary category predictions. Impromptu. Okay. Best picture is going to go to, I'm gonna tell you what best picture is gonna go to, La La Land. Okay. I didn't like La La Land. I walked out of La La Land. I mentioned this before.
Why?
I just didn't like it. I don't like musicals.
Okay.
I did not like La La Land. It's going to win Best Picture. Best Actress is going to go to
Adele.
No. Yeah, she took it.
She'll give it back.
Kanye gonna be at this?
She'll give it back.
Yeah, she'll be scared. Meryl Streep's going to win Best Actress. Meryl Streep or Emma Stone for La La Land. I wanted Meryl Streep just to go up there just for her 20th, just the 20th time she's been nominated. The overrated Meryl Streep.
Damn.
Best actor is going to Casey Affleck, Andrew Garfield, Ryan Gosling, Viggo Mortensen, Denzel. You could give it to Denzel every time he does a movie.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's going to Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea. Best supporting actress is going to go to Octavia Spencer, Hidden Figures. The nominees are Viola Davis, Naomi Harris for Moonlight, excellent. Nicole Kidman for Lion, excellent. Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures. Michelle Williams, actually, it's going to come down to Michelle Williams and Octavia Spencer. But I think Octavia Spencer will probably win. Best supporting actor, Marcella Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, not going to win it. Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water. Lucas Hedges, Manchester by the Sea. Dev Patel, Lion. Michael Shannon, Nocturnal Animals. Man, it might go to Marcella Ali, Moonlight, who's great, but I don't think his performance... I thought the other dude in the film should have been nominated because he had a bigger part. But I'll say, man, that's a tough one. Shit, it's... And they might give it to... This is a tough category. This is a toss-up. I don't know. Best director is going to go to the dude who directed Moonlight, Barry Jenkins. That's all I'm doing, man. And I'll tell you this. Best documentary feature is going to go to O.J. Made in America. I saw all these movies. Fire at Sea, I'm Not Your Negro, Life Animated, O.J. Made in America, and 13th. All dope docs. Yo, you should go see all those.
OJ's going to win.
I think, is it 6 hours or yeah. 8 hours?
8 hours, some crazy shit.
And it doesn't drop.
It doesn't let up.
They're all excellent docs, but that 8 hours, it's just excellent.
They examine white girl syndrome and everything.
Yeah. But yeah, those are my predictions for the Oscars. We'll obviously cover the Oscars next week. All the shenanigans that go into the Oscars. There's no way. You know, there's more pageantry. Here's how fucked up the NBA is. There's more pageantry in the NBA than there'll be at the Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the tunnels. I told you the tunnels turn into the track.
Yo, that's crazy when you say that. Or let's say this. The pageantry is comparable at the NBA All-Star Game than it is at the Oscars now.
Yeah.
That is far out. Miles, yo, bring us out on something funky.
Yeah, man.
Something funky that'll make Clyde Stubblefield, he'll hear it. Yeah. See, Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, we're done.